You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Friday afternoon here on the Burgundy and Gold. Today, you're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noel Willingham. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock. Number to call is 301-230-0980. You can tweet at me as well. And you all have been, it's been an active night on social media is how I would describe it. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Super producer Anthony Haney with us once again. We'll get a preview of the weekend before we get out of here. Anthony told me he's got some big plans that he wants to share with you all coming up this weekend. So we'll get to that before we get out of here. A Friday staple that you're going to hear on the Burgundy in Gold today. Burgundy in Bold. Your bold prediction for the 2025 Washington Commanders. We'll get to that. Obviously, the big news that we got a little bit ago earlier this afternoon, Brian Robinson Jr. Saying bye-bye to the Washington Commanders. He is now in the Bay Area pending a physical. He will be split in the backfield with Christian McCaffrey. And the one thing I will say about San Francisco, and I actually said this a couple of months ago, this idea, San Fran's everyone's sexy pick right now to kind of be that team that goes from worst to first. They have stripped the cupboard bare for Brock Purdy. Juwan Jennings is upset and disgruntled. Ricky Pearsall can't stay on the football field. I don't buy the San Francisco 49ers for the 2025 season. We'll talk about them more in great detail in the 6 o'clock hour as we take a spin around the National Football League with senior chief reporter for the NFL Network, Steve Weiss. He is going to join us. Adam Kilgore of the Washington Post is going to join us coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Kilgore, I don't want to say he's new to the beat, but he's, you know, obviously we had the change in beat writers, Nikki Javala going to The Athletic, and Kilgore right now playing the role of Nikki Javala for the Washington Post. He is someone that every time I read his stuff, I am super intrigued by him. I think he's got some different thoughts. We'll let him get those thoughts off coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. And then it's game day tomorrow, man. Commanders, Ravens, preseason finale, final opportunity for some roster bubble guys to really either show that they belong or show that they don't belong. So we'll get to all of that as we roll throughout the show. But right off the rip here, quickly, the thoughts on Brian Robinson Jr. dealt to the San Francisco 49ers for a sixth-round pick. The one nugget that I'm not hearing anyone speak about, or maybe I'm just missing it, Washington has agreed to eat some of B-Rob's salary in order to facilitate this deal. If there's one thing that I am going to nitpick at with this trade, it is that. Why are you taking on any of the salary? You that pressed to get the sixth-round pick back? It seems like the way that they move, we cash-strapped. So clearly, right? Clearly, we should be trying to free up all the money we can for 17, but Adam Peters and company deciding to not go that way. Am I overreacting to that at all? I don't know how much that they're eating of the money, but what is it, $3.67 million is what B-Rob was slated to make for this year. The reports, I think I saw this from Nikki Javala, as well as Adam Schefter, that they're going to eat a portion of the salary for this year. I don't understand why they would have to do that, but here is the lens that I want to look at this through. First of all, for Adam Peters to get anything in return for a guy that we knew was going to get cut, the rest of the National Football League knew he was going to get cut. To get anything in return for him, normally I would say, yeah, attaboy. But we heard how many suitors there were for Brian Robinson Jr. That's the thing that I don't want to get lost here. Brian Robinson Jr., I feel like I'm slighting him when I say he's one of the best 32 running backs in the NFL, because duh. But, like, the way he is viewed nationally, I think much different than the way he is viewed locally. And we'll let you hear from Brian Baldinger, who was on with B. Mitch and Finley a couple of days ago, singing B. Rob's praises. But just looking on Twitter, man, Dan Orlovsky had a quote tweet on B. Rob saying, yeah, surprised that they you know, walked away from him. He's a good player. I think that is the consensus here, is that Brian Robinson Jr. is a good football player, but he fell out of favor here in the nation's capital. But good on AP to get some value in return. And then there's this angle of it. And this is the one that honestly makes me annoyed, frustrated for the fact that we wasted time with old Riverboat Ron Rivera. This is another Ron Rivera draft pick that is now gone. And only 10 players drafted before 2024 are still on this roster. Deron Payne, Terry McLaurin, Sam Cosmi, John Bates, Percy Butler, Cole Turner, whose time may be, you know, ticking here, Chris Paul, Quan Martin, Chris Rodriguez, and Andre Jones, another cat in Andre Jones. Maybe they keep him on P squad for teams in hopes that he, you know, continues to develop into a pass rusher. But I mean, man, it is hard for a regime to leave a roster in a worse condition than what Ron Rivera and company left Adam Peters here with this current Washington Commanders roster. Not a lot of depth, as you could tell by, you know, some of the things that we just rattled off here. But big picture for me, I wonder, as we continue to, you know, inch closer toward the regular season, is there any chance? And I don't know. I doubt that they will. Let me just put that out on the forefront. I doubt that they will. But is there any chance that we're going to see seller's remorse from the Washington Commanders?
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because I'm going to say the quiet part out loud. I know what people think. I know we're all ready to put Bill Kroski Merritt in the Hall of Fame. I know you all think Austin Eckler is the best third down back in the history of the National Football League. But realistically speaking, Austin Eckler is the only proven commodity in this Washington Commanders backfield. And I love me some Bill Kroski Merritt, man. I talk to him. He's one of the guys I talk to the most post-practice, just shooting the you-know-what, just talking, getting stuff off. Non-contact jersey yesterday. Fully padded practice. First fully padded practice after the Monday Night Football game, in which he got a pretty extensive workload, and he's in a non-contact jersey. Are we certain that his durability is something that we can count on here moving forward? Because say what you want about Brian Robinson Jr., you knew what you were getting from him, right? You knew what you were getting from him. And I feel like as we continue to inch toward the regular season, I think they'll end up being fine at the running back position. The thing that I'm most concerned with is depth here. And I know they've got four guys that are going to be on the active roster, right? But Bill Kraske, and I'm not trying to overblow this at all. It just is what it is. I bring you facts. I don't do the emotional stuff. I give you black and white. Bill Kraske Merritt, after the two games that he played in the preseason, was in a black non-contact jersey the very next practice. That could either be Dan Quinn being overly precautious with a running back that he expects to get a lot of carries, or Bill Kraske Merritt has got to get stronger. He's a rookie, so the body is going to change throughout the course of the season. That is, if there's one thing that I don't even want to use worry, it's too strong of a term. Y'all would kill me online if I used the word worry. My eyebrow is raised up at that, though. It's something that I definitely am paying attention to, and it's something that I'm going to monitor throughout the course of the regular season. Now, we spoke about this extensively yesterday in terms of what their plans were going to be at the running back position now that B-Rob has now moved on. The more and more we think about it, and nothing's changed for me from yesterday to today, the more and more I think about it, running back by committee and game plan specific approach. And I think that's a good thing when you consider all the mouths that have to be fed in that Commander's backfield. 110%. Feels like to me, though, as we continue to get closer to the regular season, as I described it yesterday, the Terry McLaurin thing, the cloud that's hanging over this organization, each day that passes, right, you begin to feel like sunshine is on the horizon. I hope it is just that, because I feel good about this group. I do. I'm happy that AP was able to get something in return. I think it honestly shows, too, we got to get used to this, right? It's a changing of the guard. It's a new regime, different thought process. The irony in all of this is that B-Rob, all the reports coming out of Foxborough a week and a half ago, is that he was the guy. Him, Zach Ertz, Jayden Daniels were the three highlight guys on offense. So to think how quickly things shifted. And honestly, you know, I get messy a little bit. I like to, you know what I'm saying, peel the onion a little bit. I wonder how the conversation goes. Because if you're Washington, you're probably looking and going, okay, B-Rob's probably the only guy that we could get value for out of this backfield. And we know Austin Eckler's not expendable, not a piece that you're willing to move on from. So they probably looked at B-Rob and said, man, maybe other people see what we see. Because I don't think, and this is what the fans' problem is. This is why I tried to calm that noise down this offseason. Y'all act as if he is Helen Keller with the football. Can't see, can't hear, no vision. It's amazing the way that you all disrespect him. This is a dude that averaged 4.3 yards a pop last year. I just got you, huh? Imagine if you could.
Helen Keller is diabolical.
That's what y'all act like, though. It ain't me, it's y'all. That's the way I act when it comes to Brian Robinson Jr. But I think his fit in San Francisco, I like it. The early reports that we're seeing, I saw Mike Garofolo tweet this out earlier. San Francisco, they're dealing with a little bit of an injury situation, lack of depth at the wide receiver position. Getting B-Rob allows them to use Christian McCaffrey as more of a wide receiver. And I think that is the way that he is going to be used. I think B-Rob, the way that he looked, we were talking about it with Candy earlier in the week, he is in tip-top shape. Make no mistake about it. He is ready. And I thought he was going to have a big season this year. So, you know, happy cheers to Brian Robinson Jr. I wish him the absolute best. I saw some of you all on social media. You can tweet at me with this as well. Your favorite Brian Robinson Jr. moment here with the Burgundy and Gold. We were talking about the big hat thing online. That was cool. Ain't nothing going to top that walkout that he had, boy. I mean, it goes down top five that I've ever seen. After getting shot, coming out to many men for your first game, it was absolutely electric. Brian Robinson Jr. officially no longer a member of the Washington Commanders. What I want to talk about is this, though, next. And you could, you know, start lining up on the phones with this at 301-230-0980. Is there any chance, is there any glimmer of a possibility that Washington is going to have seller's remorse when it comes to Brian Robinson Jr.? We'll get to your calls on that, plus I'll give my thoughts next here on the Team 980.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.